This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Good morning, Central Coast. Good morning, Akmal. Good morning, Widow.
Hey,
hello. Hello, everybody. It's Tuesday.
It is. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yes. I would have to say Tuesday is my sixth favourite day of the week.
Sixth favourite.
Yes. I love Tuesday. No, it's good. It's as good as any other day.
Do you know what? The days have been so beautiful. The weather is amazing with the beautiful warm afternoons and then it's a bit cooler at night. I'm loving it. Loving the weather.
Yeah, it's one of those days you think to yourself, thank God I don't live in London.
Yes.
That's a miserable
place. Or Melbourne. Or
Melbourne even.
Tasmania is pretty beautiful, but it is cold.
It's cold, yes.
It was snowing in January in Tasmania.
Thank God I don't live in New Zealand.
Yes.
They don't even exist anymore. They've taken them off the map, remember
they
that?
They have, yeah. We were talking about that the other day, how New Zealand keeps getting left off the map. I want to chat about a few things. There's a new way to get therapy, which interests me. Are you somebody that's got therapy in the past?
What do you think? Have a guess.
I'm going to say maybe yes.
Yes, I think you're right.
Okay.
Wow, that's the easiest competition we've ever had. Call us if you think I need therapy.
I reckon we'll talk about it next, how the new way to get therapy is going to change all of us.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Something to make you feel better. Happy endings. The early morning game from Mandy's up next.
Great.
Oh, great, yeah.
Love a happy ending.
Yeah, can't wait. Anyway.
The enthusiasm is just oozing from you, Akmal. Well,
now, this is as about as enthusiastic as I get at this time.
Yeah, I know. It takes you a little while to warm up. Well, this might help, though. This might help because I've discovered something that I think is going to help people like you, people like me.
Yes.
You just said earlier that you're somebody who's utilised the services of a therapist in the past.
Oh, yeah.
I have too. I don't think there's any shame in it. I'm going to say, I know we're having a laugh, but if anybody is thinking about it, just do it. It's the best thing that you can do when you're having issues.
Yeah.
Right?
It's great. It's great to sit there and say, he has to listen.
Yeah.
Unlike my wife. He has to. It's his job.
He's getting paid to.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, they can help you through all sorts of life events, so don't hesitate. But something that I've found really fascinating is that Facebook Messenger is now engaging what is being called Wobot.
Wobot, yes.
Wobot, W-O-E-bot, Wobot, which is engaging in 2 million conversations a week. Wobot is a sort of a virtual counsellor.
Yeah.
So a virtual therapist, they're using Wobot to kind of mimic human conversation and give advice and companionship to people who might need it.
Yeah, it sounds like a real therapist because they're quite robotic. Have you ever been to one of them?
Yeah.
They just sit there with their pencil.
Take paper and go, tell me more.
Yes, I think I'm in real serious trouble. Well, I'm afraid our time's up.
Yeah. There's nothing like the wrap up, is there? So basically, yeah, Wobot's basically using artificial intelligence and people are just chatting online. So it's just like one of those chat boxes that come up.
He's like a Dr. Phil, but with, you know, with a hard drive.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, unlike Dr. Phil.
And I thought, look, why don't we just put this thing through its paces? Because obviously this is new technology. People might be a little bit skeptical about it. So are you happy to just go through some...
I'll be the patient.
Can you be the patient?
Yeah, you be the therapist.
Okay, well, I won't be the therapist. I've got a robot ready to be the therapist.
Okay.
It's a well-known robot that I think has done the hard yards and is ready to help.
He's a veteran.
He's a veteran, seen a lot in his time, and I think he's probably going to be able to help you. So why don't you start by just saying something to the Wobot?
Okay, Wobot. When I was 7, my parents ran away from home. Yeah, I feel much better. Here's $100.
Well, keep going. What?
Oh, and it really scarred me for life. And I used to be tall and blonde. And look what happened to me. I was... oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I see. Oh, well. I want a refund. This doesn't work.
Oh, do it. Look, forget about the robot. If you or someone you know is experiencing a crisis, remember you can call Lifeline 13 11 14. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal.
That's a real person.
They
are real people
and they really will help. So Lifeline, the number 13 11 14.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
I love a happy ending.
I like a happy ending too. Let's have a happy ending together.
Ew!
Happy ending.
Grant from Chitaway Bay, do you like a happy ending?
Oh, always.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't? And to start the day with one too is always fantastic. That's why Tuesday is one of my favourite days of the week. But how do you find the music? Are you good at figuring out the ends of songs?
Usually not too bad.
Okay. All right, well, let's play the end of this song for you, Grant, and see how you go. Are you ready? What do you reckon?
Suffragette City by David Bowie.
Yes, well done.
Easy.
It was a little bit easy, but I'm trying to find rock endings, you know, big rock endings.
Yeah. You know who ripped off that song?
Who?
Powderfinger.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Down, down, down. Oh, they probably did too.
Uh-huh.
Akmal Saleh.
Busted. Anyway.
Hey, Grant, thanks for ringing and playing my early games and getting involved. I love it when you do.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.
Mate, we're going to sort you out with a double pass to the Roosters. They're taking on the Gold Coast Titans 26th of May at Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets at tickettech.com.au, but you got a double pass.
All right.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, guys.
No worries, you're welcome. Grant. You have a great day.
All right.
Well, there you go. That's
Why the underwhelmedness?
Why are you
being underwhelmed?
This is me being
whelmed.
Mildly whelmed.
Mildly whelmed.
No, this is me whelmed. I love this game.
I love Grant. Grant rang up to get involved. Grant's great. We've already played some Bowie.
I haven't said anything about...
The show's
about,
going great.
What is this? What's going on? What have I said? No, it's good. If only the show could be all like this.
All the games that I do early.
All the games for 3.5 hours.
Now, you were talking about Suffragette City before.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Actually, yeah.
On my mind.
Let's have a little listen to this. This is good.
Here's Suffragette City. Right,
yeah,
we all know that one.
That's a great song.
Powderfinger.
Oh, Akmal. Yes.
Huh? Yes.
So now we're talking about beginnings as well as endings.
It's the beginning to your happy ending.
It's just all coming together.
I think I've just ended their career.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So the other day I was chatting to a friend on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says to me casually that she doesn't have a single key.
Wow. Is that your friend, the spy?
No. No, we're not allowed to talk about her. She told me off.
She told you off for
that? She did.
We're doing it again.
Yeah, we're not talking about her.
We didn't mention her name and address.
No, which we won't.
We will later on.
Different friend.
Mm, different friend. But keyless. You're the keyless friend.
This is the keyless friend.
Mm.
Now, keyless friend.
Keyless entry.
She has no keys. And I said, that's rubbish. You've got to have at least one key.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because you've got a car and you've got a house, so you must have at least one key. She said, no.
Cars now push buttons.
That's right. So she's got a push button car.
Yes.
She's got a electric garage to get into her house.
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't need a house key. She's got a swipey for work.
Swipey for work.
I'm going, yeah, but don't you have like backdoor keys, window keys, I don't know, keys to somebody else's house, whatever.
Mm.
No, she doesn't have a single key. She doesn't have to carry a single key.
I can see you're upset about this.
I was shocked.
It's justified. It's
the
justified.
The future is here.
I can't believe it. You know, like you should just drop her as a friend.
No.
I don't want any keyless friends. Bugger that. I want my friends to have a big bunch of keys on their waist so I can hear them coming.
I think what's happening is we're losing all the physical things in our world. And I got my keys here. I love having a bunch of
keys. You love keys, yeah.
Well, because it kind of, you have to physically fiddle with them at night, you know, and you kind of go, where's the key? There it is. Oh, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like fiddling around with the keys?
Well, I just think we're losing all the physical things. Everything's becoming digital and swipey and everything.
But why can't you fiddle with your swipe? Well, I do.
It's not the same. Doesn't jingle like that.
Doesn't jingle. Well,
do you actually know where your swipe is?
Huh?
Do you know where your swipe is?
I know where my swipe is.
You never bring it to work. We're always having to swipe you into the building.
Yeah, I like being swiped by other people. You know, I'd like other people to do it for me.
Do you own, see this key here that I've got? This is the key to our office.
Yes.
You weren't given one of these, were you?
I was,
Widow, were you given a key to the office?
Yes, I was given
Al,
a key to the office.
Al, were you given a key to the office?
Yes,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
Mandy.
I gave Akmal one as well.
Yeah. Amanda, listen to me. They took, when I first started here, they took me aside. They took me into a special office that's, you know, there's a secret door.
Right.
And they gave me a special key. A special key that opens everything. I can open anything on the Central Coast. I can open Erin Affair at 3 a.m.
Can you?
And go to the coffee club and make myself a latte. And no one knows that. I can enter anybody's, you know, because they trust me.
Yeah, you are a very trustworthy person.
You only have one key because you're only allowed access to one section. I've been given the key to the city.
You have been
literally.
Given, well, yeah, you have, yeah. Haven't you?
Even the mayor doesn't have it.
No, because she gave it to you.
All right, so how many keys are on your key ring there?
All right, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 keys and the all important bottle opener.
Yes.
That's the most important thing and a great reason to have a bunch of keys. If you don't have a bunch of keys, you can't put your bottle opener on there.
And if you lose your keys, as long as you keep your bottle opener, you just get pissed and you don't have to worry about going in the house. You can just sleep
in. This means that you're a true bona fide bogan. If you have a bottle opener on your keys...
I think you didn't need that to be, you know, there's a lot of things that classify you as
hey!
No, but I like bogans.
All right.
Like, hey, what do you think I'm, you know, come on.
You're a bit bogan.
Hey, what are you looking at?
Make Mandy feel a little bit better. Make Mandy feel a little bit better.
Hey, you want to kick in the teeth?
4-3-2-4-4-4-4-4 is the number. Make Mandy feel a little bit better. Who's got the most keys?
Yeah, let's find the person with the most keys because I want to celebrate keys this morning. If you've got a massive bunch of keys, give us a call.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4 is the number. I don't know. Maybe you have them for work. And life,
we're not talking about keys of like cocaine.
No.
No, not kilos.
That's illegal.
No. This is keys, the actual keys. 4-3-2-4-4-4-4. We've got Dave here, team.
Dave from Kincumber. How many keys you got?
Hello,
Dave from Kincumber. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I've got 10 keys on my key ring.
Yeah.
That's great.
And
plus one master swiper.
A master swiper. What does the master swiper get you into?
Everything.
Well, it gets me into buildings between Newcastle and Wollongong, high-rise buildings.
Right.
Wow. Hang on a minute.
And Dave, have you done time in prison?
No.
Good.
I've got a security license.
Ah.
Is that why you've got the master swiper?
Yeah. Wow. That's what I do for a living. Install access control. If I've got to park anywhere, I just take my master and go park in a building near where I've got to go to.
Oh, wow, that's a perk.
Dave.
I might grab your number, mate. Yeah. I might need your services.
Oh, man, that is the ultimate key. You wouldn't need any other keys, just the master swiper. Dave, we're going to give you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and freckles. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you can come into the office anytime.
Anytime. He can let himself in.
Even when we're not open, exactly.
That's scary.
Nah, he's a trustworthy guy, that's why.
That's a bit scary, though.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
Well, he's got a security license. He's got to be to have one of those.
No, I trust him. He sounds
trustworthy. But he stole that. He stole
the
security.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Now, you know, there are a lot of useful people in the world, and there are a lot of useless people in the world.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. You're very useful. Well, you're useful to me because you remind me of what's coming up next.
Yeah, good.
And what time we have to start.
That's not the only reason I'm useful to you, though.
That's one of the main ones,
okay,
for sure.
Good.
But also you bring me food and things. And but there are people who are absolutely useless. You look at them and you go, what is the point?
Mm.
What are you doing on this planet? You know, like, you know, stilt walkers is one. Like, you know, there's no
you
point
really
in...
You really hate the stilt walkers, don't you?
I don't hate them. I just don't understand them.
Mm.
What are you doing? We know they're not your legs.
Mm.
Go away.
Mm.
Do something constructive, you know? Mm. And, you know, people who do things like that. Now, there is a guy who does things that everyone else does that is useless, but he has a reason. There's a man who's traveling the world at the moment, fire spinning. He's from New Zealand with a Samoan background.
Yeah.
And he does it as a spiritual thing, you know, and he's very good at it.
Okay.
He's very good at it. Now,
so would you say he's useful or useless?
Useful.
Okay, useful.
Useful, because, you know, he's you know, spreading a message of peace, and there is a reason for it.
Okay.
But when I lived in the Northern Rivers, every second person was a fire twirler. You know, they move to Byron Bay, they get on the dole, they smoke weed, and they fire twirl. The perfect combination,
yes.
You know. And they just sit there and they fire twirl, and I think there's no point in you being here.
Yeah.
You know, really. You know, the things like, stilt walkers, fire twirlers, and everyone's a drummer.
Oh,
whether you can drum or not. Everyone, oh, yeah, I've got to buy a drum because I live here now. Yeah. and they go to the beach and they drum.
They drum.
And they drum.
But and they sometimes have friends who are drumming and people who are fire twirling at the same time. I mean, sometimes that stuff's happening simultaneously.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen.
It goes off.
Yeah. And you know, they're both, and you know, person who's got no sense of rhythm whatsoever goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to get in drumming. I'm going to jam the drums. No, you're not.
I'm going to go for a jam, yeah.
No, leave it alone. Get a job and a watch. Because they're always late.
<It's a laughs> and they've all got dreadlocks too, haven't they?
Some of them, yeah. See, most when black people have dreadlocks, that's cool. When white people, it just looks like they haven't washed for a while.
But that does make them look dirty.
It makes them look dirty.
Apologies to anyone who's got dreadlocks.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they just look, sometimes they can look a little dirty.
Well, if you're white and you're from Woi Woi, maybe have a shower. if you got dreadlocks. Because that's what's happened. You know, the Rastas, they grow it because it's a religious reason. It's exactly like the fire twirlers.
Yes.
Don't just, you know, you're not cool if you got dreadlocks. You're just unhygienic. And I'm jealous because people have hair and I don't. You know those statues? You know those people who pretend they're statues?
Oh, yeah.
Remarkable, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know.
You think that's useless too?
Useless. You know how you can make them move?
How?
You take their money and run. You watch them bolt.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Akmal, one of your favourite things to talk about on this show in the last couple of weeks has been Russell Crowe.
I love Russell Crowe. What a great Australian who's not Australian. He's from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're with Russell Crowe and, you know, problems start, you know, he's got your back.
You reckon?
I'm not sure.
Well, he did have a little bit of a problem where he needed to get some cash going. So he had this auction because of his divorce where he sold all this stuff. And one of those items was a leather jockstrap from the movie Cinderella Man.
Yeah, he was selling all sorts of stuff from the film set.
Because you do need money. Like, you know, if $20 million a film is just, you know, it goes quickly.
It does. You run out.
You know, there's stuff to buy and there's things to, you know.
I think he was looking for a bit of PR as well. So he sold a whole heap of stuff. And John Oliver, the comedian in the US, bought the jockstrap and gave it to a Video Easy shop.
A Blockbuster in Alaska.
Sorry, a Blockbuster shop. So a video.
The last one remaining in the world.
Yes, that's right. And said this should help your sales and stuff, which I thought was fabulous. And he made a big deal about it. Well, Rusty's come back now. And he said, thanks so much to you, John Oliver, for doing that. I've taken the money that you spent on the jockstrap and I've gone to Australia Zoo, and he got Terry Bindi and Robert Irwin involved, and he's basically opened a wing at the Australia Zoo called the John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Room.
Exactly.
Have I got that right?
Yeah.
Yes, for blind koalas.
Well, chlamydia is not...
Chlamydia is a big problem with koalas in Australia.
It is, but I thought it was a sexually transmitted disease.
And they're working on a vaccine in Australia Zoo, so the money's going to go towards that.
Okay. Isn't chlamydia the eye problem?
No, I think chlamydia is the sexually transmitted.
It's an STD.
It's an STD. Yeah.
So Telstra should be involved.
It's not an STD call,
mate. That's the worst
joke
you've ever told.
Ever.
Ever.
Look, here's how it went down on the show.
But that's pretty funny, right?
Because Russell didn't stop there. He got Bindi and Bob and also Terry involved. Yeah. And this is how they announced it on John Oliver's show.
And a big thank you to John Oliver for buying some of Russell's incredible things in his auction. You are helping for the fight for chlamydia. And a plaque has been organised in your honour. Check it out.
Are you not entertained? Well played, Russell Crowe.
He went to close his show saying, that's it, I can't do any more. That's the best thing we've ever done on this
show.
Well,
it's pretty, I have to say, kudos to Rusty. I didn't think he had a sense of humour, but the fact that he's opened a koala chlamydia room in honour of John Oliver, I think that is pretty funny. So, you know, Rusty, kudos.
Kudos, Rusty. Good on you, mate.
Let's give him a golf clap.
You've made amends by helping the koalas' sexual diseases. I didn't think koalas even had sex. They just
very slow. I mean, it's
very
not
slow. Yeah, it's over the years,
doesn't happen quickly.
Because you know their house, you know where they live in the gum tree. That they get a bit of a high from eating it. So you know.
The song started. Should we stop talking?
No, let's keep talking.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Mr. T.
You got to treat your mother right.
This is Mr. T singing about his mother, but we want you to talk about your mother and win her a pair of Stockman's sheepskin, 100% sheepskin.
Sheepskin?
Sheepskin. What are they? Slippers.
They're slippers, yes.
They're slippers.
Look, if you're stuck for a gift this Mother's Day, grab 100% sheepskin slippers and Ugg boots from Stockman's Sheepskin Factory, Gosford.
At Gosford. Okay, so we want to talk about your mum, though, and her strange collections. My mum used to collect little Dutch things because my dad's Dutch. So she used to have lots of little pairs of
ovens.
Of clogs. No, not Dutch ovens, although I'm sure Dad did assist with that at some stage.
Yes.
No, Dad, like lots of little pairs of clogs.
Yeah,
Mum had a collection of clogs.
Wooden shoes.
Wooden and ceramic clogs. She had a little shelf with all sorts of Dutch things on it.
That's amazing. My mum was obsessed with religious paraphernalia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she covered the house. When we were growing up, we had every wall was covered with Jesus.
Wow.
We had every type of Jesus. We had blonde Jesus, brown Jesus.
Did you?
Jesus with thorns in his head. Jesus with sheep. Jesus with kids.
Jesus with sandals.
Jesus with sandals. Jesus without sandals. Jesus on the cross. Jesus with really good abs.
I would have been impressed if Jesus with really good abs.
Because I always used to watch him on the cross and go, man, I want abs like that. How did he manage that? Surely you don't have to be crucified.
Oh.
And then she collected, she went to Jerusalem like every few years as a pilgrimage, and she'll come back with all these really tacky stuff like the Last Supper jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, wow.
And she had a gigantic statue of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
And you can twist the Virgin Mary's head and open it up and it becomes a bottle.
No way.
Yeah. So you can fill it.
That's freaky.
She filled it with holy water. But, wow. But, you know, you could fill it with oil. I guess that's what virgin olive oil is.
Oh,
you
well
with me?
Done.
Come on, I'm working up here.
Yes.
Wow, tough crowd.
All right.
Tough
well,
crowd.
Give us a call if you want to win these amazing slippers for your mum and just tell us what strange collection your mum has.
What is she obsessed by?
I think Al, producer Al, his mum used to collect minions. Is that right, Al?
Yeah, it was weird. Next to her candle collection, there were minions.
That's bizarre.
All right, 4324444 is the number. Call right now. What weird collection does your mum have? You can win her some awesome slippers. 4324444 is the number.
Hey, Nathaniel from East Gosford, how are you?
Yes, hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Excellent. Good. We're talking about those weird collections that mums have. My mum used to collect the Dutch kind of clogs, and Akmal's mum used to collect anything to do with Jesus.
Anything Jesus. We had a crucifix in my bedroom that had a huge Jesus, and it lit up in the dark. It was a crucifix and an insect repellent.
Hey, Nathaniel, what was your mum's strange collection?
My mum likes to collect different types of chairs.
Chairs? Intriguing.
Okay. How many chairs do you reckon she's got?
I reckon we have maybe 25.
25
what
chairs.
What is she doing with them? Like, where are they?
We've got some inside, some outside, some on the patio, and then just kind of placed around the living room in different spots.
You know what that's called, Nathaniel? That's called furniture.
Yeah.
People have chairs.
Well, no, but obviously his mum collects more chairs than normal. Is that right?
Yeah, like every time we drive past them on the side of the road, she goes, oh, they'll look good here, and we pick them up. And
Righto. Okay, Nathaniel, stay there for us. Mark from Edelong, what does your mum collect, buddy?
Hi, guys. My mum collects everything. Cats.
Oh, the cats. Okay.
Yeah,
so we're
she's talking cat clock. She has cat salt and pepper shakers, cats on her pillowcases, cats on her bloody everything.
Wow. She's not the cat lady from The Simpsons.
Well, no, not
does she have
no.
Cats?
She's a lovely lady.
Does she actually have cats though?
Oh, she used to.
She
got sick of them dying. She gets really sad. So,
she
keeps all these things now so that these don't die, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough, too. Well, Mark, thank you so much for the call. And you, Nathaniel. You're both getting beautiful 100% sheepskin slippers for your mums. Yay.
Yes.
And one of them is going to be in the shape of a cat.
Well, who knows? They might be able to do cat-shaped slippers.
Okay, yeah, chair-shaped slippers.
I don't know about that.
Let's ask
That's
them.
Stretching it. Okay, we'll ask them.
Well, you'd have to stretch it.
We've got more slippers to give away later on the week.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Okay, so Gimme Five for Kids is a charity that's been running for a really long time here on the coast.
Yes, it has.
And remember when we started Akmal back in January, one of the questions we heard the most was, are you still going to do Gimme Five for Kids?
Yes.
And we said, absolutely. It's an amazing legacy and it's a great thing for us as a community because all the money that's raised for Gimme Five for Kids stays right here on the coast.
That's right. And so we got our friends together mm-hmm. to, you know, one of the best comedians in the country in one room, one stage at Mingara
mm-hmm.
to perform in an effort to raise money for the hospital.
Yep.
And I think it's going to sell really well. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Well, normally, you know.
But once it's sold out, that's it.
That's it. It's only for one night, one performance only. And it's a rare thing on the coast to get this. This is like a gala that you would see at the Melbourne Comedy Festival or at the Sydney Comedy Festival, yeah. really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And so for $80, you're going to get Jim Owen, you know, one of the best comedians in the country, the Umbilical Brothers, Fiona O'Loughlin. You're going to get you, Akmal.
Me? Maybe mention me last because, I've read the Facebook post.
No, of course not. I've seen your stand-up a couple of times now. It's absolutely fantastic. I mean, if you love Akmal, you're going to love his stand-up.
And Joel Osborne is one of my best friends. One of the best, you know.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Joel Osborne.
He's for the ladies.
He's for the ladies.
He's one of those rare things where he's actually a good-looking comedian.
Mm.
I hate him. But he's very funny.
He's very talented. And so, look, you know what? Come along and support this because not only is it going to be a fun night, we're going to have prizes and raffles and fun stuff going on, but you get to see some of these amazing comedians and all of the money, every single cent, goes to Gimme Five for Kids. And that's to help the hospitals right here on the coast. And you never know when you're going to need a hospital for your child. I remember taking Wilkie to the hospital for something and I was panic-stricken and... You know what? They were amazing. And without them, we would be lost. We'd have to go to Sydney. We'd have to go to Newcastle. So, you know, this is an opportunity for us all to put our money where our mouths are and help this amazing charity.
So please ring up and book a ticket or two.
Well, basically, you can go to the website and all the details are there, 2gofm.com.au. And if you have any concerns, you can certainly ring here and we'll tell you about it. But get your tickets early.
Yep.
It'll be fun when it's sold out because it's nothing like a sellout.
Yes.
To create a
crowd.
Good buzz.
So don't miss out. 2gofm.com.au. Get your tickets there right now.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I want to talk to you about some books which have been discovered to be sexist. Oh, and
everything's
to be
sexist.
Well,
now.
I kind of agree
everything.
With this one. Hang on. Just wait. Mm. You know the Little Miss book series and the Mr. Men series?
Yes, I know.
Roger Hargraves. I remember growing up with Mr. Tickle in particular. He was the first one to come out. He was the first one in 1971.
Mr. Tickle.
So he's been around the longest.
Mm.
But, of course, the franchise has gone on and on.
Gone beyond the tickle.
Yeah, there's so many now.
Yeah.
But there's been a study done and it shows that generally throughout all of the series, the Mr. books, the characters get extra words and they are stronger characters. In the Little Miss books, the characters are often saved, having to be saved by another character.
Because they're girl
characters.
Misters.
Yeah.
Little Miss.
So they're saying that there's a lot more sort of female characters that are more passive, they don't have as much speech, and they get saved by male characters. And I think, oh, that is interesting, isn't it? I find that interesting.
Well, it's generally true, though.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, men will save women from fires.
Rubbish. That's rubbish.
If TV has taught us anything, unless TV's been lying to me, you know, I've saved you from a few fires already and I've only been working with you for 4 months.
You start the fires. What are you talking about?
But that's not the point.
You're like combustible human being. Everywhere you go, it starts a fire.
That's right. And because I'm charismatic, it's... My energy just, I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say, though, when you're making impressions on little kids, I think this stuff kind of sticks. And
yes.
I reckon that maybe there is a little bit
you
of stereotyping.
You might be right, but it made me think, like, which character would you be?
Well, obviously I'd be Little Miss Fabulous.
Little Miss Fabulous?
Little Miss Fabulous. Well, you'd be Mr. Chaos, there's no doubt about that. Or Mr. Dirty Jeans.
There's no Mr. Dirty Jeans.
There is now.
There is now. There is, you'd be, I think you'd be Miss Bossy Boots.
Oh.
Miss Know-It-All.
Oh.
One of those two.
You'd be Mr. Forgetful.
Oh, yeah. What do we do? No, that would be true. I would be very forgetful. What are we talking about? I don't know. But no, it's a great series, actually. I like it, despite the sexism.
Wow.
I think if I had children... And I don't, but if I did...
You'd be reading them these.
I would be, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Mr. Widow's definitely Mr. Sensible.
Mr. Sensible.
Mr. Sensible. Mr. Prefect.
In fact,
Mr. Do It Responsibly.
I was thinking Mr. Worried, really.
Oh, really? Why?
But anyways,
Mr. Stressed Out. Mr. Stressed.
Look, coming up next hour, we need to talk about GoFundMe pages because I think they're getting a little bit.
They're out of control.
Out of control.
They are out of control.
You know who our boss is?
Who?
Mr. Pain in the Ass.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We do have some Busby Marie tickets to give away in the show today. I got your
back. So nice.
Yeah.
Such a chill vibe. Such a great coastal vibe.
They're coming to the Central Coast, playing at the Long Jetty Hotel on the 25th of May. So.
If you're wondering what the smell is in the studio, my colleagues sprayed me with Glen 20 because I sneezed.
Yeah, but you don't sneeze into a tissue like normal people.
That's such compassion and empathy. You people are amazing.
Improve the kind of germ spreading and then you'll get empathy.
I'd hate to be in need. But speaking of people in need.
Well, it's people in need, exactly. Good segue.
Thank you very much. The GoFundMe thing has taken off worldwide. Anyone who needs something goes online and it's GoFundMe. You know what when I get one of these, you know what I reply?
Mm.
Say, go fund yourself.
Well, it started as a way to get donations for people who were genuinely in need. Like, started genuinely, you know, for people who needed money for cancer treatment or, you know, fundraising for...
I need money because I've got enough money to go to Europe economy class, but I need the leg room. So if you can help me out to, or even first would be even better.
Yeah, business or first class would be great.
Or, you know.
Yeah, there's people who, like, there's...
I only have the second best Mercedes.
Yeah.
If you can help me out, the S-Class is so much better. So if you can help, just send me some money because I need the S-Class.
This is ridiculous. There's a couple who went on a honeymoon, but it had to be cut short because there were fleas in the bed or in the hotel room that they stayed in.
Yes.
So they got refunded and stuff, and now they want a second honeymoon. So even though they got refunded, they're asking people to chip in for their second honeymoon because the first one had fleas.
That's right. And what you don't know about that story is they were the ones who bought the fleas.
They brought them with them.
They brought the fleas with them. That's right. So,
It just makes me, like, really, there's a woman who wants to get a tattoo removed from her forehead.
Yeah.
Hey, how's this? Don't get a tattoo on your forehead.
Yeah.
That's a suggestion.
Because in the following week, she'll be, you know, crowdfunding to get another tattoo on her forehead.
Exactly.
You know, if you've had a tattoo on your forehead, you don't deserve money.
No, you don't.
You don't deserve a job or a bank loan. You're not going to get one anyway, you know. But it is modern day begging, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like using technology to beg on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
Imagine if someone just, you know, went online and said, "Oh, mate, can you spare a couple of bucks? I just need a meal or something."
Well, I reckon what we should do this morning is we've got these Busby Murray tickets. If you ring us and pitch your GoFundMe campaign,
yes,
and we'll tell you whether we think it's going to got any legs. How's that? Like, right. for me, I need a new dog bed for Frankie.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's my pitch. Frankie scratched a hole in his dog bed.
Frankie's your boyfriend?
My dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
My dog.
I got confused. I beg your pardon.
Matt hasn't scratched a hole in the bed. Not that I'm aware of anyway.
Well, that's not what he says.
Okay.
What would you go fund me then?
I wouldn't ask people. I would work. Oh. I would earn my living. I would earn my keep.
I bet you'd go fund me to fund somebody to pick up dog poo at your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, if you could get a personalised dog poo picker-upper.
Well.
A pooper scooper. A personalised pooper scooper. Imagine having a GoFundMe page to get someone to pick up poo at your house. That's awesome.
You've given me a lot to think about.
Listen, actually seriously thought about it for a second.
4324444 is the number. Call right now. Let us know what is your GoFundMe idea.
Yeah, pitch
idea.
Your dumb GoFundMe
and you
idea.
You never know.
You just never know.
4324444 is the number.
We got Sean from Gillaby on the line. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Akmal.
Hello, Sean.
So, Sean, we're talking about dumb GoFundMe pages. Have you come across any in your time?
Oh, I've come across plenty. Just really dumb stuff.
So we're asking you to pitch your dumb GoFundMe page. What would you like to pitch?
I'd like to pitch. Look, I need to get to the Long Jetty Hotel, and the only way to get there is with a limousine. So I want people to go and fund me to get to there in a limousine.
Well, that's very
That's fair enough, isn't it? That's doable.
What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Well, can we get another vehicle to make it even more dumb?
Yeah, let's say like a tank. Maybe a tank.
There you go.
A Hummer.
An escort.
A tank escort for the limousine. I mean, that's going to stop traffic in, like, that's literally going to stop traffic in Long Jetty.
The ladies love a good tank.
Well, they do, Sean. I tell you what, we can't go fund you the limousine to get to Long Jetty, but we can send you to Long Jetty to see Busby Baroo.
Please. Thank you.
In no worries at all.
In a limo?
Well, no. I mean, he's got to start his own GoFundMe page for that. Oh, you're on your own there, Sean. Sorry,
buddy. Come on, mate. We're not a charity. Jeez. You took this too seriously.
Hold the line there, Sean. Producer Al will help you out, buddy.
Two GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air right now.
We were going to talk about fake wine. We're going to talk about fake, counterfeit, expensive wine.
Yes.
But to be honest with you, none of us drink expensive wine. I don't even know who's drinking expensive wine. Mm. And when I say expensive wine, I'm talking about like hundreds of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars. And can you tell the difference? Have you had?
I've had some expensive wine, but not often.
So you lied. You lied back then.
Well, no. I didn't buy it. Somebody bought it for me.
Someone bought it for you. There are some very expensive, but there's fake wines. And when I was traveling around and in Indonesia, I think, and there's guys selling Ray-Fan sunglasses. Ray-Fan.
Hang on. We're not talking about this. I've decided we're going to can this because we're talking about what we just found out about you.
Oh, I am sorry.
You're not listening, man.
I wasn't at the meeting.
God, you're like a toddler.
We were going to talk about counterfeit wine.
But we're not because Widow just Googled you.
Well, it would have been nice if someone...
We told you about 4 seconds ago.
Well, that's too long ago.
You've got the bloody brain of a goldfish.
ADHD.
Oh, my God.
Don't ask me why. I Googled Akmal and went to his Wikipedia page and there's an interesting picture on there.
Yeah, is Akmal flicking a card like a card shark, like a playing card?
You know, actually this does connect quite well because you're talking about fake.
Mm.
I fake my way through life and sometimes it pays off, right? Because they rang me up a few years ago and they said, we want you to play celebrity poker. Do you play poker? And I said, yeah, I play poker. I've never played poker in my life. Right? And it was for charity. Like the winner, you know, gets, I think it was $20,000 for a charity or whatever. And it was on TV. And I got my friend to kind of give me the basics. And I didn't listen to a word.
Just like now.
Just like now, right?
Yeah.
And I went, you know, playing with all these celebrities who really are poker players, like my buddy Rusty from the Scared Weird Little Guys, who takes it really seriously and plays every Thursday night. And he really wanted to win.
Wow.
And you don't go into these things wanting to win. And I couldn't remember, you know, like I'm going, oh, you got, you know, I can hear the announce you, like they commentate what you got and saying, oh, he's going well. And I'm going, I have no idea why I'm going well. And then this game just took so long, I got bored. I get bored.
Yeah, I know. Bored and distracted.
Bored and distracted. So I thought, I want to go home. And I had my car in the tow-away zone, right? So I thought, I better go. So I put all the chips on the thing and said, I'm going to risk everything. And people stupidly thought that I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I was trying to trick them. And I won. I won the entire tournament and I took home the trophy. And Rusty was so pissed off. Man, you don't even know how to play. I said, well, that's bad luck for you, Rusty.
So you won 20 grand for a charity and now online it says that Akmal is the celebrity Australian poker champion of Australia.
I've got the trophy at home to prove it.
So good. God, you're an anomaly wrapped in an enigma. That's what you are.
Yes, I've heard worse things said about me, but you can fake your way through life if you know how. I'm very good at it.
You should tour around Australia and do those motivational speeches about faking your way through life.
Except I wouldn't show up because I'd sleep in.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Woo!
Man, there's a lot of crutch grabbing
in the studio.
Mostly by Mandy.
Oh, well. why wouldn't you?
It's Breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on 2GO. We're about to get out of here. Mickey D is in the studio next, hence the lighting in the studio.
It's mood lighting for Mickey D. He likes it moody. Mm. He likes it moody and dark.
I don't know what he does in the dark, but I don't want to ask.
I don't want to ask either.
You know, sometimes you just go, don't even ask.
Just pull the curtains, turn the lights down and do whatever it is you do, Mickey D.
That's right. What a show we've had, huh?
I know. What's your favourite bit?
Oh, now, finishing?
You devil.
Because I'm not well.
I did enjoy you knowing more about koala chlamydia than me.
Oh, yes.
That was a standout moment.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
There's a lot of things that I know that you don't.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I'll share them with you after this.
Okay, good.
After this privately. And I'm off to bed now because I have a chest infection.
I know.
But it's getting better. Thank you. Thank you for caring.
You're doing a good job of spreading it. Well, you're a good job of spreading it around to everybody in the building. So
man,
thanks
you
for
are
that.
you two are the most compassionate colleagues I've ever had. Mm. I've never been sprayed with Glen 20 before.
Yeah, I told Glen about it. Glen got to work trying to help you.
Yeah, yeah. Stop not funny. Not funny.
Hey.
I now have Glen 20 in my lungs, which can't be a good thing.
Look, if you want to catch up with the show, 2gofm.com.au or download the app as well.
Yes.
And we're going to disinfect the studio now. We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow at 5:30. Bye. Bye.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.